Shalom and welcome again to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Usually Mother is here with guests, but it's me and Shelley. And I'm here with my two beautiful daughters, Kylie and Shannon.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Y'all sound so young when you say, hi, hello.
Well, you know.
What's the deal? They're grown women with children of their own, fabulous, wonderful women of God. And they have a podcast. Would you like to say something about the podcast?
Actually, yes. We host Winning the Week podcast with Kylie and Shannon, available wherever you listen to your podcasts, and also available on YouTube under Kylie Gatewood Ministries. And we have a great time, great guests. We talked about how soul control is not only possible, it's practical, and just everyday life application of the Word of God in a lot of different areas. So thank you for having us on the radio broadcast
today. Well,
thank
you for being part of the team today. We're all working together. And as you well know, if you're new today, it'll be new for you, of course. But we have been talking this week about 100 Bible verses that made America great. And there's a collection of these found in, and the author is Robert J. Morgan. We're making it available at the end of our broadcast. And on page 152, girls, there is a wonderful verse of scripture that's found in the Word of God, that one that made America great. And it's in James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. I love this story. I've read this over a cup of coffee at home several times over and over because, as you will know at the end of the story, the reason why. The setting is the setting is August 24th, 1814, and it's entitled The Tornado That Saved Washington. Girls,
here we go.
Are you ready?
Already.
Only a few years after the Battle of Yorktown, tensions between America and Britain again boiled over as England tried to hinder America's trading might and openly harass her fledgling navy. A group of war hawks in Congress pressured President James Madison to declare war against Britain. But British troops in Canada routed the American forces, and the British Navy sailed into the Chesapeake Bay and headed, yes, to our nation's capital. So on August 19th, 1814, British Admiral by the name of George Cockburn led 4,500 troops into Washington, intending on burning the city. President Madison was, he was concerned, and he was away with his war council, and First Lady Dolly Madison held forth in the President's Mansion, as the White House was then called. So on August 24th, the invaders, these British invaders, set fire to the Capitol building and its library, then headed down Pennsylvania Avenue to the President's Mansion. They barely missed Dolly, who stayed until the last minute. In a letter to her sister earlier that day, Dolly Madison wrote the following, quote, "Since sunrise, I've been turning my spyglass in every direction and watching with unwearied anxiety. Two messengers, covered with dust, come to me to bid me fly. I insist on waiting until the large picture of General Washington is secured, and it requires to be unscrewed from the wall. This process was found too tedious for those perilous moments. I have ordered the frame to be broken and the canvas taken out. It is done. And now, dear sister, I must leave this house." Unquote. As Dolly Madison fled the city, the flames filled the skies behind her. But as the city burned, the weather began behaving oddly. A hurricane swept in from nowhere, triggering a tornado in the middle of the city that headed straight down Constitution Avenue towards the British soldiers. One of them wrote, I'll try to do a British accent. One of the British soldiers wrote, quote, "The most tremendous hurricane ever remembered by the inhabitants broke over Washington. Roofs of houses were torn off and carried up into the air like sheets of paper, while the rain which accompanied it was like the rushing of a mighty cataract rather than the dropping of a shower. This lasted for 2 hours without intermission, during which 30 of our men were buried beneath the ruins. Two cannons standing upon a bit of rising ground, where these cannons were fairly lifted in the air and carried several yards to the rear." Unquote.
I don't know if I'm laughing at that or your accent, but it's so good.
Well, those cannons are heavy. Have you seen them in museums?
I know.
And imagine them being lifted up from the high ground, an advantage point for shooting on the victim, in this case, our Americans. And they're carried from the vantage point to a large place several yards away. So, enough with the British accent. Continuing on, the rain doused the fires, and the British left as quickly as they had come. As Admiral Cockburn retreated, he reported snarly at a local woman, saying, "Great God, madam! Is this the kind of storm to which you're accustomed to in this infernal country?" And she replied, "No, sir. This is a special interposition of providence to drive our enemies from our city."
So they recognize the hand of God.
Yes.
A mighty rushing wind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hallelujah.
Woo!
Woo!
My mind.
In recent articles about the event, there's a magazine by the name of Smithsonian Magazine. It called it, quote, "the tornado that saved Washington," unquote. Now, the Constitutional Daily dubbed it, quote, "the tornado that stopped the burning of Washington."
Wow.
Unquote. The Washington Post referred to the same event as, quote, "the thunderstorm that saved Washington," unquote. So after that war, James Madison called America to thanksgiving and prayer with a proclamation that said in part, and these are his words, "No people ought to feel greater obligations to celebrate the goodness of God, the great disposer of events and of the destiny of nations, than the people of the United States. To the same divine author," referring to God, "of every good and perfect gift," remember we read that in James chapter 1, "we are indebted for all those privileges and advantages, as well as civil, which are so richly enjoyed in this favored land. It is for blessings such as these, and more especially for the restoration of the blessings of peace, that I now recommend a day on which the people may, in their own solemn assemblies, unite their hearts and their voices in a free will offering to their heavenly Father, their heavenly benefactor, of their home of thanksgiving and of their songs of praise," unquote. So in this proclamation of thanksgiving, Madison quoted James chapter 1, verse 17 to remind America that if anything good happens to our nation, it is from God, for he is the Father of lights, the God of the sun, the moon, the stars, who sends down every good and perfect gift for our care. We all love to receive gifts, but you know what? The best ones of all are good and perfect and sent from heaven and distributed by the Heavenly Father. So understanding this especially gives us a different perspective of life. Dolly Madison, for example, was an extraordinary First Lady whose grace, wit, charm delighted the nation. And in her latter years, she lived at a house on Lafayette Square. And a few days before her death, a niece complained about some problem or some burden. And Dolly replied, "My dear, do not trouble about it. There's nothing in this world worth really being concerned or caring for. Yes, believe me, I, who have lived so long, repeat to you, there is nothing in this world here below worth caring for or worrying about." These last words that Dolly Madison said, by the way, she was very fond of having the Bible read to her and always asked, especially for the Gospel of St. John. And it was at one of these times that her last sleep came upon her. "There is nothing in this world worth worrying about." Don't lose the victory of your countenance, God Himself. Let not your heart be troubled. And does every tornado come from God? No. We've taken authority over many a tornado living here in Oklahoma in the name of Jesus. But God does talk about, especially in the Old Testament, about winds and judgment. And when that wind, and Washington's not known for their tornadoes. I don't know how many they've had. That'd be something to look up. But what did it do? It brought victory and peace to Washington, D.C., and took 30 British soldiers flying away like the movie of Mary Poppins. So what do you think, girls? Any thoughts?
I just think Shannon's old pastor has a saying, can you do it? God will make you believe whatever you need.
God will let you believe whatever you need to believe to get you to where you need to be.
Amen. Well, in the same right, you know, we think sometimes we're going one place or another for a certain reason, but then He has a whole different plan. In the same right, He can do whatever He needs to do.
That's right.
If you allow Him on the scene, exactly, in your situation, yeah, if you give Him the place to operate and move on your behalf, He'll get you what you need. He'll supply what you need, but you have to allow Him. You have to get it out of your own grasp and out of your own control and allow Him to do it.
Let's so do good. It.
Hey, we'll see you guys next week here on the Voice of One Witness.
Shalom.
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.
Are you interested in America's rich religious history? Then you don't want to miss Robert Morgan's book entitled 100 Verses That Made America. This book explores how biblical principles have influenced our nation's founding and growth, showcasing 100 of the most significant verses that have shaped our nation. And now you can get your very own copy for just $20 plus shipping at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E. B-R-I-M, BillyBrim.org. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-972-3447. So don't miss this opportunity to deepen your understanding of America's spiritual heritage. Order today 100 Bible verses that made America.